So, Jamie, give us a potted history of the business, first of all.
Of the business? Crumbs. Well, it started back in 1920 from the Goodwin family. Founding father was Gordon Goodwin and was then taken over by the sons, Jeremy and Peter. And luckily, we had the opportunity, what's that now, Simon? 16 to 17 months ago?
Simon from NatWest, we should say, yeah.
Yeah, Simon from NatWest, to do a management buyout, which we managed to succeed with their help, which was much appreciated. And we've now just been trying to grow the business again. It's a famous Ipswich company.
Absolutely. And here you are right in the heart of Ipswich. We're looking on back Hamlet. We can see the Orwell Bridge. We can see the river and the waterfront. Tell us exactly. And there's the university. Look through that window. So tell us about the product.
Oh, crumbs. It's an amazing product. All handmade in Ipswich. Solid English oak furniture, right through to high-end Georgian Regency reproduction mahogany furniture. All handmade on site using wood carvers, French polishers, Chinese lacquer artists, really high-end quality cabinet making. It's a treasure for Ipswich, it really is.
So is this something that is quite rare now? Because at one time, I guess, in England, this type of work was really quite commonplace. But now, actually, you are
very few
endangered species.
Well, we're trying not to be. We're trying to keep it going and growing. And
it's about quality.
It's all about quality. It's all about what British quality manufacturing is about. It's about being slightly crazy with detail.
And not that 80s, 90s philosophy, perhaps, with furniture of, you know, well, if I want another one, I'll go and buy another one next year.
Well, I think that's sort of coming to an end, hopefully. Like the IKEA world is still there, but real connoisseurs want something made to last. And that's what we do. We make things to last forever.
Well, we mentioned Simon, we've got Samantha here from NatWest as well. When you come out and you see businesses like this, you look after relationships, Simon and Samantha, it's an educational process for you as well, isn't it? Because you learn something every time you meet new clients.
Absolutely. For me, I'm in quite a privileged role where I see lots of businesses across the whole of Suffolk, and that's anything from consultants to people who create businesses and make them last. So I'm very privileged to see lots of different businesses, and it's always a learning curve for me.
So, Simon, I guess you're always on the road, always meeting new people as well. And again, like Samantha, always learning something for you. That's a great part of the job, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'd always love being out in a business, seeing what goes on, what they do, rather than being in an office, actually get behind the business, see right down to the floor and see them actually manufacture something. They do some wonderful furniture and it's great to see what they do.
Here we are celebrating Suffolk Day, Jamie, and the workers sort of waiting on the stairs very politely and very quietly, but there's shed loads of people there and there's an awful lot of sandwiches in a very hot room, so we better get on. But where's next
down
on Suffolk Day? Where's next for this Suffolk business?
Well, just onwards and upwards. We just need to grow. We need to just keep going and doing what we're doing and make it a success.
Well, you can hear the tearing of plastic as the covers come off the sandwiches. We'll let you get on.